Jean Clark had been advised not to travel. It was her second week out of hospital, and the doctor was adamant that she was to spend a month recuperating. But as the doctor had nearly killed her, she was reluctant to take any notice of what he said. Besides, the matter was urgent. Her brother's wife was missing. It was early December, and Jean was aboard the 3:30 from Norwich to London. She sat motionless, her face turned to the window with her arms wrapped around her waist. Her eyes tracked a line of barren fields that stretched out to the horizon, the upturned soil frost-capped and so grotesquely bare that it seemed to her that nothing would ever grow in it again. Above, the thin winter light was already fading. The moon appeared low in the sky, but the train shifted alongside a wood, and a battalion of pines made a game of hiding it from her until it was lost behind a sheet of cloud. She welcomed the night and the chance it brought to consign the events of that day and the last several months to some other life, on which, she hoped, the light was now forever put out.